I always tell my friends, you know, my father owns a coffin shop. And it's not a coffee shop, it's a coffin shop. And then, yeah, but it's a very cold joke. 7 years ago, I was an auditor and I was posted to the United States to work. And back then, there were talks of selling off the family business because no one in my generation was keen to take up the funeral line. This business was started off 60 years ago by my grandfather. My father thought it would be a huge waste if the business was sold off and all my grandfather's effort would go down the drain. So all these factors, coupled with the fact that my dad's kidneys were failing at that point in time, which meant that I wanted more time to be spent with him rather than being stuck overseas for work, I decided to take a leap of faith to enter the funeral industry. We are going to the office at Sin Ming Drive. Every year during Chinese New Year, all of us family members will gather there to have our reunion dinner because that's the usual hangout place of my grandmother. Almost every day I come here last time. So the whole street is all funeral related. So I actually met my husband on a Coffee Meets Bagel, which is a dating app online. It was quite funny because at the second physical meetup, I had a work call and I had to visit the family to help them. He insisted to actually accompany me on that trip while he actually helped my team to bring the body up onto the van. I felt bad. As in, like, because it's not his job, right? And then I didn't know whether he was doing it to please me. We decided to have the wedding shoot here because this was a calling. So when my family and friends saw the photo, they kind of thought it was quite a cool concept as they understood what this actually meant to both of us. I first found out about the mix-up in 2019 when I received a phone call from the embalmer who mentioned that, you know, your staff took the wrong body. What happened then was that I, of course, in a panic mode, I called my staff and asked, you know, do you take the wrong body? But he was pretty sure that it was the correct body. So to really understand what was happening, I rushed down to the embalming care center. And then at the embalming care center, it was confirmed that the wrong body was retrieved and taken to the crematorium, and the cremation was already done. It was not an accident or incident that happened because of one factor. A series of events led to the wrong body being cremated. At that point in time, I was so young. I was, I think, only 24 or 25. And facing a crisis of such a magnitude, I didn't know what to do. I was at a complete loss. When I went down to the funeral wake, they were very angry. And of course, you know, in anger and hatred, sometimes certain words are said that was quite not exactly the best, not exactly the most kind. But it affected me because it led me to believe that maybe I'm not so suitable for my job back then. So I think till today, it still is quite like I'm still healing from it. My perspective on life has changed a lot. So back then, I attached too much of my own identity as being a funeral director. So I realized that life is bigger than that. I think what really gave me a fresh perspective was when the news broke out in the English papers. And I was like, oh my God, I'm so done for. Like, maybe I'm really not suitable to be in this job anymore. But there was a guy who called and he said, hey, Harmony, I saw the news. My mom just passed away, but I would like you to do the funeral because I want to encourage you. And I think my mom would love that. So it happened in December 2019. So I told myself in January 2020, if I had 7 cases to handle during that month or more, I would stay on. And somehow, I don't know like what the universe was trying to tell me, but I had exactly 7 cases. As long as I'm accountable to myself and my loved ones, there's nothing else that I need to be worried about. Whether I'm rich, I'm poor, I'm successful, or I'm not successful, as long as I do whatever I need to do to the best of what I can do, I think that's more than enough.